Hey, sir? Excuse me. Hey. Don't freak out. I promise I'm not going to hurt you. You recognize me, don't you? I'm your new neighbor. You're probably wondering what I'm doing in your room. Funny story, you see, I'm your neighbor, but I'm also a succubus. Wait, before you say anything, most of the stories about us are wildly exaggerated. We're actually a lot like human women. We have jobs, we get colds in the winter, and we have comparable aging cycles and life expectancies. That's how we've been able to live amongst you guys for so long against myth. The only real reason is, and this is the really embarrassing part, you probably already know that instead of food, we, meaning succubi, we need to eat human semen. Well, eat is an oversimplification. We really just need to get it inside of our body somehow. Point is, without it, we die. And well, I was hoping that maybe I could get some from you. Normally, I would never ask something like this of you. Usually, I just sneak into sperm banks and grab rejected samples. Well, I know I said we succubi aren't like the ones in the stories, but we do have certain abilities, one of which is that we're naturally sneaky. Anyway, my usual source is short on supply, and I wasn't able to get any semen, and I'm so hungry. I don't know how much longer I can last. You're the only one I know who's both single and close by. So, please, could I have some of your semen? Yes? Well, thank you, sir. I owe you my life. How exactly do you want to go about doing this? No, I've never done this before. It's true that many succubi have played up the whole sex demon thing in order to make their lives easier, but I'm not really that sort of person. Maybe you could touch yourself. I can see that you're already hard. That's another thing about succubi. When we're hungry, we give off pheromones that increase arousal in human men. It's not something that I can control. I'm sorry for not telling you earlier. Actually, there is one more thing. The pheromones we give off don't just increase arousal, they also dramatically increase the amount of the semen you produce, as well as the intensity of your orgasm. I'm sorry, I'm so flustered about this. This is really embarrassing for me to talk about. Really? You don't mind? Thank you, sir. So, if you could just start touching yourself like you normally would. If it helped, you can even pretend I'm not here. What? You want to see my body? Oh, of course, it's the least I can do. I hope I'm attractive enough. I've been told that humans find a succubi very appealing. Keep stroking yourself. Oh, It's like it feels so good. I hope it feels as good as it looks. I've never actually seen a human penis before, but it looks delicious. I can't explain it, but I desperately want it inside of me. But that would be too forward. I'm already imposing enough as it is. I'll just have to restrain myself. But it looks so good. I'm not sure why exactly, but I have an incredible urge to give you a feeling of incredible pleasure. It must be instinct, but it's such an unfamiliar feeling for me. No, it's not bad. I think I might actually like it. So please, stare at my breast, my pussy, as much as you want, and stroke yourself faster. If that's what you want to do, that is. Whatever feels best for you. I'm so hungry. I just want you to come. I want you to come longer and harder than you ever have before. I want you to feel so good that your eyes roll back and you can't control yourself anymore. And you just come and come and come. And I want your climax to be so intense that when it's finally over, you can barely stand. Yes. Play with your balls just like that. Do anything to make yourself feel better. Oh, please. It looks so good, sir. Please come for me. Are you going to come? Oh yes. Please come in my mouth. I need it. Please. Oh, come right in my mouth, please. Give me your hot, thick glow. Oh, thank you so much, sir. Oh, no. It's not your fault. I closed my eyes and I couldn't catch it all in my mouth. Besides, you're probably not used to coming that hard. I can manage just fine. I'll just lick up the rest. It's so good. That. That's never happened before. Oh my. Please excuse me, sir. I shouldn't have come like that in front of you without asking. This is your house after all. But I have to say, your gum is the best I've ever tasted. The others are right. It's so much better getting it straight from the source.
In fact, I don't know if I'll ever be able to go back to sneaking into sperm banks. Do you think we could do this again sometime? What am I doing Saturday? Nothing really. Why? A movie? Of course, I'll do anything you want if it means I'll get more of your cum. As long as you feed me, I'm yours to do with whatever you will. Thank you, sir. I promise you won't regret this.